Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 18th, 1941, and the title is The Lone Ranger Moves. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. Unknown hero of the greatest legend of the West. His face was masked. No one could guess the inspiration for his life and self-sacrifice, but everyone paid tribute to his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Here was a champion of right against might, the symbol of American justice and American democracy, the Lone Ranger. In a desolate Shawnee country, a heavily laden freight wagon stood beside a smoldering fire. On three sides, the hollow was surrounded by a high wooded ridge. On the fourth side lay a stream. Beside the fire, one man stirred and poked the man next to him.
Down there. Come on. Now's our chance to wreck this wagon so they can't move the girl.
I've been waiting for this, Lance. Shorty and Jasper went down to the water?
Yeah, it's a good run back. Hey, give me that axe. I'll smash these wheels so the wagon can't roll. You get the horses ready for us to get away.
I left the horses saddled, Lance. They're hobbled right yonder.
That's using your head, Donner.
Hurry up, I hear Shorty. He must be coming back. Where's that other axe?
Here it goes.
I got this wheel.
This doggone wood is tough.
Hurry up. Just once more. Keno, Lance. That does for the front wheels. They won't move this coal without...
Hey, what's all the ruckus?
Them. Get our horses. I'll handle these two hombres.
Remember, Lance, don't shoot. We don't want nobody to figure it was murder.
Do like I tell you. Get them cayuses.
I'll be right back with them.
Hey, somebody shouting wood?
Yeah, she'll have to put a bullet in them, but I reckon Donnie's got the right swing.
Howdy, Lance. Thought you was turning asleep. Got plenty of work tomorrow.
Been down to the water, huh?
It's a long way there, too. All downhill. Coming back, it's... Hey, what's happened to the wagon?
Shorty, look.
Well, I'll be... The axle broke.
Too bad, ain't it?
Too bad? How are we going to move this gold? How are we going to get to town? Look at it. Split clean down the...
Shorty! That axle didn't break. It was cut.
Huh?
Look here. Here's an axe. And look at the marks on the wood.
Lance, is this your only way of getting even because you think I ain't been a good boss?
Well, speak up. We don't want to label you a skunk before we get all the facts straight. Did you do this?
Not just me, gents. Me and Donner done it.
What?
We aim to get this gold for us, savvy?
Why, you reach for your gun. I'm calling you right now. Button blazes.
My gun's empty, and he pulled it in.
Yeah, gents. Me and Donner slipped the bullets out of your guns a little earlier. But don't move, savvy. My gun's got plenty of bullets. Come on with them horses, Donner.
Get followed, Lance. We better travel.
Yeah,
you pair of polecats. I'll stop you if I have to do it by my bare hands.
Donner, get him.
I got him.
Shorty,
are you hurt?
Come on, Lance. Let's travel.
Adios, Jasper. You and Shorty will be seeing us again pretty soon.
Why, you sideline and coyotes? Why haven't I told you would be so brave? Shorty.
quiet. Are you all right?
Down is the wagon horses, Donna. You better stampede them far away.
Right at them. Shoot your gun into the air. They'll panic easy.
Get up! Get horses! Melt back!
Tino, they won't come back this way. What do we do now?
Shorty and Shaster won't leave the gold, Donna. They can't remove, so they'll be here when we get back.
You'll get the boys?
Last time we was in town, they was told when to come out. They ought to be here mighty soon. Then we take up a ring around them two down below in the hollow and starve them out.
Nice, Savvy. That way it looks like they run into trouble and just died, huh?
Yeah. Then we take that wagon full of gold, Savvy. It's for us, then.
Blanche, you sure got smart ideas. Just one more thing.
Yeah?
What about Selden, the Wells Fargo agent, way down the trail in town? Ain't he expecting Shorty and Jasper to show up sometime with that gold?
We'll take care of Selden, Donner. We'll see that nobody comes along that Shawnee trail without us knowing it, Savvy. I got my plans and nobody stops him. Not even Selden, wherever he is.
Somebody, open up the door.
Lance, take your lie. Don't you know we got a sick man here? Hush, Shadow.
What happened to the regiment that was camped yonder? The regiment that was spread along the river?
Gone. Pulled out 2 days ago.
I got to get him back.
Mister, they got important business with border raiders. You couldn't get them no how.
I'm heading for trouble, I know it.
Wait a second. I didn't place you in the dark. You're Selden, ain't you? The Wells Fargo agent?
I got no time for talk, Mag. I figured to get a couple of soldiers to go along with me. But I reckon it can't be.
What's the trouble? Where are you heading?
I've been expecting two boys to bring in a freight wagon full of gold, Mag. I heard that they hired two hombres who are just plumb bad medicine.
Troublemakers, huh?
And two gents named Lance and Donner. They're poisoned. Shorty and Jasper ought to be warned, so they'll be on the guard.
Well, let's ride out and tell them. Besides, what could happen on a freight trail?
This ain't no ordinary trail, Meg. This here's desolate country, empty. There ain't more than two or three people head into it in a month. Meg, it's the Shawnee country.
Shawnee country? Oh, well, maybe you better come in, Sultan. Maybe you better tell this to the Lone Ranger.
That's about all there is to tell, Mash Man. I gotta go out there, but I sure hate to travel by my lonesome.
Wait. You'll not talk yet, Kemosabe.
Count was right, Mash Man. The army surgeon improves your health a plenty, but don't you overdo it.
Yeah? He said any time now you'd perk up. Be just as lively as you ever was. But
this dangerous country I'm going into. If you got any advice to give me about it,
Why you not stay here?
I wish I could, Injun, but I regard it as my duty.
Tonto, Nag. Listen.
What is it, mister? You figured something?
Just move your lips, Masked Man. That's it. We'll settle what you got to tell us that way. What? What's that?
Me savvy, King Wasabi.
Yeah, Mag. The Masked Man's saying that somebody's got to ride out with Selden.
Well, there ain't only one of us can do that. As long as it ain't the Lone Ranger himself that's well enough, it's got
me.
Huh?
Me. I'm the right one to go. I know the trail. I know
it. Sorry, you're a bag of wings. You can't go. Ain't that right, mister?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon so. All right, Tonto, you go, not me. Guess I know it from the first.
Adios, Kemosabe. Tonto, leave right now with Selden, like you say.
Thanks, Injun. You and me, huh?
That's right.
All right, Tonto. I got a funny feeling that only one of us is coming back.
Tonto and Selden left immediately, striking out into the desolate Shawnee country.
Get along! Get along, horse!
Get him up, Sheriff! Get him up!
They saw no signs of trouble as they traveled, but Selden's hunch was right. Ahead of them, at a point where the Shawnee trail narrowed down, two men sat their horses, the two bad men, Lance and Donner.
Nobody coming along the trail yet, Donner. Selden's coming. He ought to show up soon. Maybe we ought to get back to the ridge where the rest of the boys are. No, not yet. They're keeping up a steady fire down on Shorty and Jasper. Just close enough to make them stay right where they are, but not too close, Savvy.
Lance.
Huh?
Look yonder, down where the trail bends. Can you spot something coming over the rise?
Yeah, there's a moon.
Well, that must be Selden. He's coming fast. It's a good thing we got that rope strung across the trail.
Get your gun lined up on that spot, Donner. As soon as the rope clips a horse, throw bullets into one.
Hey, Lance, there's two horses.
Huh?
Two, I tell you. Can't you hear
them? All right, then. We'll get rid of both of them, whoever they are.
Here they come.
Get them up, Stone.
One of them's an Injun.
Find your sights up. Any second, they'll be hitting that strung rope.
Look out! The rope!
Now! They're laying still. Ain't moving.
I reckon we got him if the fall didn't.
That Injun saw the rope ahead of time. He might have had a chance to fall easy so he wasn't knocked out.
Well, then the bullets got him. But we'll make sure. Come on, we'll have a look-see.
The outlaws spurred their horses toward the two still figures lying on the trail next to their horses. a dry wash intervened, and the trail was out of sight for a few moments. And by the time they got there...
Hey, the engine's gone.
He was here a second ago.
Look for yourself. He's gone. Him and his horse, too.
You're local, Lance.
He can't be far off. Maybe he rolled down that slope yonder.
Hey, look, there he is. Look, he's still groggy.
Look out, he's getting to shoot.
We'd better stop him. He's getting on his horse.
Shoot, throw it to him.
You mangy coyotes travel.
It's no use, Lance. His horse is too fast for him.
Yeah, that paint covers ground. Yeah, we might as well look back into the gang.
Yeah, but maybe that engine will talk. Maybe he'll head for town.
Don't be loco, Donner. You know how engines are. He won't talk to nobody about nothing. We got Sheldon. That's all we needed. Besides, that engine must be scared to death. He won't be back.
Tonto did not leave. As soon as he recovered from the shock of the sudden fall, he circled back to the spot on the trail.
Oh, that heat bad. Selton, him go to happy hunting ground, scout. It too bad. Him say he got feel nappy trouble. Maybe we go back to the mask plan now, huh? No, that right, scout. Mask plan want to know who do this. We take care of Selton now, then we go on.
An hour later, Tonto rode scout on the trail of the two batmen. In the moonlight, the Indian's trained eye easily picked out the hoof marks left by the outlaw's mount.
They're coming this way. Get them up, scout!
Hour after hour, across the rough country, Tonto urged the paint horse on, until, in the distance...
Scout, that sounds like rifle fire. We go see, then we go back, tell mask man.
Mask man, it's Tonto. He's come back. He's galloping up right now.
Missouri, how mask man?
I'm doing fine, Tonto. Doing fine.
You hear that, mask man? First thing Tonto asks is how you are.
Tai Kimasabi. Tonto, heap glad to see you again.
Tonto, what happened? Where's Sheldon?
Oh, Sheldon, him dead.
What?
Him dry ghost by outlaw.
I'm sorry.
Isn't that right, Kimasabi?
You mean what Sheldon was concerned about, Tonto? Was it Lance and Donner?
Tonto follow and Tonto see him.
I know the scout had a rope barn on his leg, Tonto. That how he cut you up?
Where are they now, Tonto? What's going on out there?
You listen. Outlaw got 10, maybe 12 men. They on high ridge all round Little Hollow. Shorty, Jasper, they in hollow, wagon broken.
Surrounded by those thieving sidewinders.
A river on one side, but not close.
They gotta have help.
Can't get the soldiers. Can't get the town folk neither. Somebody's sure to blabber some hombre who'll go out and warn them rattlers to finish off Shorty and Jasper fast.
Look, Kimasabi, time to make map. There ridge, and there water.
With them poor hombres caught for fair.
Mask man, you're studying that map awful close. You got some scheme for us to help Shorty and Jasper?
Yes.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, here. Here's a pencil. You can write most of it out.
No need to write. Tonto, get a wagon ready.
Huh?
A prairie schooner? Mister, you ain't traveling out yourself, are you?
I'm going.
Now, wait, friend. Even traveling in a wagon, taking it easy, it might not be the best thing for you.
Right.
You might...
Mask friend, him make up mine.
Yeah, when the Lone Ranger makes up his mind, there's no two ways about it, Mag. You might just as well stop your arguing. The masked man says he's gone, and that means he's gone. Better get that wagon ready.
Adios, Mag. Me go on ahead wagon.
Now, Mag, we'll make out all right. The masked man won't budge out of this wagon till he's got to. He'll sleep most of the way.
Friend, be careful, won't you? You got to help folks, but just be careful for my sake.
Don't worry, Meg. Don't worry.
All right, Tonto, here we go. Silver's right beside the wagon. Get up there! Get up!
Gentlemen, go!
To continue our story. Shorty and Jasper welcomed the coolness of night. It brought relief from the heat of the day, and they were able to relax their vigilance, though their situation was becoming more desperate with each day that passed.
I'll stay awake to watch for time, Jasper. You get a little sleep.
Well, I'm done with sleeping, Shorty. We ain't ever going to leave this place alive. I don't want to waste the last few hours in sleep.
Well, I ain't giving up yet.
You're foolish to live on hopes. There ain't no hope now. Clear to me what them fools here are doing.
Starving us.
Sure, they could have shot us if they wanted to. They didn't do it, though. Just hightailed away and left us.
We starve, there'll be nothing to show we was murdered.
That's their scheme.
But maybe the Wells Fargo man will come hunting us.
Well, if he's coming, where is he? There ain't nobody worrying about us.
Reckon you're right.
Doggone them.
Jasper, you figure they don't want to shoot us?
Not unless they gotta do it.
Well, we might make a break for the river and fill our canteens.
If we done that, they would shoot us. Their intention is to starve us if they can. But they will shoot if need be. I'd sooner live as long as we can. While we're here, we got a chance that something will turn out.
Doggone slim chance, if you ask me.
Hell, I ain't asking you. I know it's a slim chance, but once they drop us with hot lead, there ain't no chance at all.
Well, if you don't aim to get some shut-eye, I think I'll stretch out for an hour or so.
You might as well. I don't hanker for sleep.
Call me if you do. Give me up a dawn, anyhow.
Yeah, I won't. Miles away, a ferry schooner moved through the night along a trail that led upstream, but far enough from the river so the outlaw band would not know the mysterious Lone Ranger and his friends were passing their camp.
Tonto! Take a look in back and see if our friend is riding comfortable.
Oh, him all right. Him sweet.
Hey, Jiminy, it's great the way he's regaining his strength on this here trip, ain't it?
Lone Ranger get well soon now. Army doctor fix him plenty good.
You know, Tonto, the greatest thing a man can hear is that shouting of the Lone Ranger when he's himself and riding high, wide, and handsome.
We not hear that for a long time now.
Reckon we will be hearing it soon, though, don't you?
Oh, Tonto, hope that right.
Oh, yeah, get up.
2-3 more day on trail. That right?
I'm afeard we can't get the place upstream where the Lone Ranger wants to be in no less time.
You wait here. Rain up.
Rain up? For what?
Tonto ride the river. Join you later.
But what do you got to ride toward the river for, Tonto? You go right into that nest outlaw you made mention of.
I don't mean not go that close. Tonto send message to fellas.
Message? What sort of message?
But tell fellas not lose heart. Get him up, scout. We ride the river. Join you by and by. Get him up, scout.
Still got hopes that something will happen, like a miracle to save the gold.
Jasper looked fondly at his sleeping friend. Then his eyes moved toward the river.
Well, I might take a chance of going for water. Shorty never let me take the risk if he was awake. There ain't no reason why I can't make my sneak for water while he's sleeping. I'm going to try it. I'll get the canteen and say... What the... Why, dead rabbit, they're using redskins now. Shooting arrows at us. Must have eyes like owls to see me reaching for the canteen in the dark. Hello, what's this? Notice some sort passing to the air. I'll get a light and see what it is. Don't lose hope. Help it. Why, doggone it. Hey, Shorty. Shorty, you wake up.
Hey, stop shaking me.
Wake up, Shorty. Wake up and hear what I got to say.
Jasper, you gone loco? What's the matter with you?
Read this note and see if I'm gone loco. Read it, Shorty. It says that we'll hang on. We'll do what's told us, and there'll be help coming. This note's from the Lone Ranger.
Climb from your saddle to this wagon, Tonto. There's something for you to hear.
Now, what happened?
Listen, our friend has woke up and he's up.
Thank you, Osabe.
Friend.
Did you get the message to those ambushed men?
Them get it. Them strike match, read it. Read note.
Good. Where's Silver?
Well, him follow behind. Him wait for master.
That's my horse.
Him hear your voice, eh?
I know. I'm going to be able to ride the big white fellow again soon.
Jumping Juniper, it's great to hear your voice like that. Now, by thunder, Rayson, it'll be a bad day for them outlaws when we meet them.
Tonto, I've lost track of time through sleeping so much.
Oh, you need plenty sleep.
Yes, but how much longer will it take us to reach that upstream camp I told you about?
Maybe one day more.
Good. The sooner the better. How long can those men with the gold hold out?
Them fellas know you come help.
Yes, Tonto, but how long?
Don't you see what Tonto means? Now that them two prospectors know you're on their side, they'll hold out till kingdom come.
Come on, then, Missouri.
Get up! Get along there! Get to moving!
The Lone Ranger's years of healthy living gave him a vitality that brought strength back rapidly once he was started on the road to full recovery. When Missouri halted the ferry schooner beside the river, far upstream from the men in ambush, The masked man found that he could mount his great white horse and ride at it. Silver gave a mighty cry of happiness.
Listen to that, Tonto. Don't Silver know his master's on the mend, though?
That's it, Silver, old boy.
Now, don't you overdo it, mister. You just let the horse walk a few paces with you for a day or so.
Well, we'll soon be riding again, Silver.
Come on, Tonto. We got a raft to get built, and we won't get it done by standing around.
We fix raft.
There's a good tree to knock over first. Where's my axe? Let me at it.
Pitching into the task of constructing a large raft, Missouri and Tonto dropped tree after tree, stripped off the branches, and rolled big logs to the water. As each log was in place, it was lashed with ropes from the wagon. After the first day, the Lone Ranger himself felt strong enough to aid with the lashing. It was a huge undertaking for the three men, but they worked steadily. In an incredibly short time, the raft was ready.
Now we can start it down. It will take some time for the raft to reach Shorty and Jasper.
All right, mister. I'll cut the line and let her go.
Go ahead.
There she goes.
We'll have to follow along the bank to make sure it doesn't get stuck on rocks or washed ashore.
And me and Tonto will attend to that, mister.
We'll all attend to it.
Ain't it great to see the Lone Ranger moving about again, Tonto?
Yeah, it's plenty good.
I'm still hankering to know how this year's scheme is going to work out.
And counting on those outlaws doing certain things, Missouri.
But what if they don't do what you can't do?
Then we'll have to shoot it out. But I don't think that will be necessary.
Shorty and Jasper followed instructions that were contained in the Lone Ranger's message. And for the next day or so, were encouraged by new hope of rescue. But then, hunger and thirst assailed them again. It was at night.
Yes. I'm just about licked.
Me too, Shorty.
We've done all we was told to do. Done it under cover of dark. But I don't see no sign of the help that was promised us.
The Lone Ranger promised.
Yeah, I kept thinking about it as long as I could. Now, must be that Lance and Don and their pards have got the Lone Ranger.
I ain't heard no gunfire.
No, but if we was to get the help we was...
He had a raft, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what he said. There ain't been no raft floating downstream.
We couldn't have missed it, could we?
We'll see how. Hey. Hey, look.
Huh?
What's that coming?
Shorty, it does look like a raft, don't it?
It is. You can see it clear now. We're to haul it ashore.
Right under the noses of them dry gulches. But let's go. If they're going to shoot, they'll shoot.
Come on, head for the water. We'll at least get a drink of it.
Shorty and Jasper rushed for the river to capture the raft and bring it to shore. They were clearly visible in the moonlight and could have been easily shot by Lance and Donner.
Don't shoot, Donner. Let me you boys fire. We'll wait and see what those two are up to.
Yeah. Where'd they get that raft anyhow? Seems to have come in a doggone convenient way.
Something's in the wind, boys. We'll wait and see what.
They're dragging the raft in close to the shore.
Tying it there, ain't they, Donner?
Yeah, tying it. Now watch sharp. Don't let them do nothing we don't know about.
Not far from the outlaws, the Lone Ranger and Tonto crouched and watched.
All right, Tonto. The killers haven't fired. Now we know they aren't going to.
Them plenty lucky. Tonto got rifle ready to shoot first fella to fire.
Signal to Missouri now, Kimosabe. Let him take the horses into Shorty and Jasper.
Tonto go. Give them signal.
Yeah, someone is fetching them a couple of horses.
Now, like Sammy. If that ain't playing right into our hands.
How's that?
But don't you see? Somehow or other, they got word out and help has come for them. They're hitching up to the wagon. They're going to put the wagon on that there raft.
That's it. Let's stop them. Let's start shooting.
No, they won't get away at all. We'll start the wagon downstream on the raft. All we got to do is follow along the river.
Well, for how long?
Not for far. Why, this is playing right into our hands. We'll follow along until there's a good place to attack. Then we...
Lance, they got the wagon on the raft. They're climbing aboard. You see them?
All right, boys, get the horses saddled. We'll go along with them. And at the first chance, we'll attack them. If we get to shoot them now, we'll shoot them. Then we can tell a story of the raft capsizing, spilling the gold in the river, and Shorty and Jasper along with it. We'll have the empty wagon and the raft to bear out the story we tell.
Unload the wagon, huh?
Sure, unload it. And move the gold whenever we want it. Get to your horses as soon as you can, boys. We'll keep that raft in sight.
Moved downstream with the broken wagon clearly visible in the moonlight. Lance and Donner and their friends moved along the bank until shortly before dawn. Then Lance gave the signal.
Boys, I guess Shorty and Jasper inside the wagon. Will we give them a surprise?
This is a good place to tackle them, Lance. Come on, at them!
Shoot the first one the soldiers had. Come on, Shorty, surrender or we'll get you.
Get aboard the raft. We'll show them.
They're with you, Lance.
no one here at all.
Where's the gold?
Now I get it. Those two goons fooled us. They unloaded the gold from the wagon, and it's back where they was ambushed. Now I see why the wagon could be moved.
All right, then. Go ashore. We're going right back where we come from.
No, you're not.
Hey, who was that? Look, there on the shore. That man on the white horse.
And the prairie schooner.
That's the Lone Ranger. Well,
the first man to leave that raft just shot. Unless he comes ashore with his hands over his head. There's several men who are barricaded in the prairie schooner who are ready to shoot.
And anxious for the chance.
We got you all covered, Lance.
Just surrender, and we'll let you have it.
The gold is going on to where it belongs. You murderers and the Wells Fargo man are going with it as our prisoners.
Yes, sir. Oh, my head!
I just shot your gun away, Lance. The next shot might come from one of the men who'd shoot to kill.
You win. You got us.
Bring them to town, Missouri. I'll ride ahead and take word that they're coming.
Go on, Lone Ranger. Tonto says you're ready to ride again.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.